This is the Aeronews Touch and Go with aviation headlines for June 2, 2011. I'm Jim Campbell, subbing in this week with abbreviated Aerocast coverage as Paul Plack continues to take a well-deserved break from the usual insanity hereabouts at ANN. But hurry back, Paul. You're much better at this than I am. The Space Shuttle Endeavour and its 6 astronaut crew sailed home for the final time, ending a 16-day journey of more than 6.5 million miles with a landing at 0234 Eastern Time on Wednesday at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. STS-134 was the last mission for the youngest of NASA's space shuttle fleet. Since 1992, Endeavour flew 25 missions, spent 299 days in space, orbited Earth 4,671 times, and traveled 122,883,151 miles. But hey, who's counting? The Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, known as SAFE, recently announced results of its annual election to fill 3 seats on its board of directors. Incumbents Tom Benenson, John Dorsey, and Donna Wilt were re-elected to 3-year terms. Benenson has been involved in aviation education for 35 years and writes training-related articles. Dorsey has experience in aviation maintenance and airport management, and Wilt is a collegiate faculty member and head of a flight training department and spearheaded the development of SAFE's Aviation Educator Mentoring Program. A press call and subsequent info released to ANN Wednesday about a new air racing event is already raising some serious eyebrows through much of the air show, Aero Association, and Warbird community, especially as some of the major players in the event have just recently been named. Called the Ultimate Air Race Challenge, a spokesman tried to describe the new event as, quote, mixed martial arts with airplanes, unquote, which didn't exactly inspire a very positive picture when we first heard it. So we do recommend you check out the online story at Aeronews for more details, but suffice it to say that the presence of David Riggs, busted for that infamous L-39 buzz job at the Santa Monica Pier a few years back, along with some other questionable issues, has some raising the caution flag. We'll keep you updated, but keep an eye on this story. And finally, as the song goes, the book of love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. And among the skies of this great nation, Kyle and Amanda Franklin danced for us all with the greatest of joy, freedom, and wonder. Now the family and friends of wingwalker Amanda Franklin have confirmed that the official farewell for one of the sweetest ladies to ever grace the airshow world will come this Tuesday, June 7th. Funeral services will be held at 10:00, Tuesday at the First Baptist Church in Fayetteville, Arkansas. A graveside service will follow at Fairview Memorial Gardens. There will be a reception at the Fayetteville Country Club. RSVPs are requested for those of you wanting to attend the reception, as the family needs to get an accurate count for food purposes. Check www.yunkinair.com to RSVP. Find the full versions of these stories in text form at aero-news.net, and while Paul's away, we'll keep you updated with these daily touch-and-go Aerocasts through this Friday. We'll be back on a normal schedule come Monday, June 6th. I'm Jim Campbell. Thanks for putting up with me so far. But admit it, I'm wearing you down, right? Now, go out and fly something, okay?